Okay, we're on page 30 on the bottom. Hageula shelcha biyadecha. Your geula, your redemption is in your hands. Kol echad chayav lachnis lalev chazak. Each and everyone must enter to his heart, put in his heart strongly, very, very strongly. Rabbeinu amar beferush. Rabbeinu said explicitly, sheefshar levatel hakol aledei tefila. One can nullify everything, every taiva he has, through tefila.
Line by, let's get it started. Geula, then we'll go down to Sanhedrin. We'll probably come to Shulchan Avi under Sanhedrin.
Page 30. Kol atava, every lust that a person has. Kol midara'a, every bad means that a person has. Hakol, everything. Bifrat, asha atava shel niyuf. And specifically, of course, right, that like Rabbeinu said before, the taiva of niyuv is not even a taiva at all. It's just a nonsense that we have in our head, a juke in our head. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, like Rabbeinu said, v'zol shano v'sefer shivchei Moharan ot edayin. This is what Rabbeinu says in the Sefer Shivchei Moharan. You're reading this book, Ezra, right? Shivchei Moharan, what's it called in English? Shivchei Moharan.
Rabbi Nachman's wisdom.
Yeah, that's Shivchei Moharan, yeah. Ot tezayin, this is what Rabbeinu says, there's a quote. V'ayu lo kama mine yegiot v'avodot milchamot v'nisyonot en mispar. He had many, many turnings and workings and wars and fights and battles and nisyonot and tests endlessly. Endlessly, I can't count how many. Rabbeinu said by himself. Kodem sheshavar ta'ava kalit anal, before he broke this general taiva, which is taivas niyuv. Why is he calling it the general taiva? Because taivas niyuv includes all the other taivas in it. V'kama v'kama tfilot v'tachanunim uvchiyot v'sichot shaya mitpalel u'mitchanen v'shofech libo lifnei Hashem yitbarach. And how many prayers and pleadings and cryings and conversations I used to pray and plead and pour his heart out. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kama v'kama minei tachanunim v'ritzuim v'fiyusim, and so many types of pleadings and appeasings and other types of appeasings. Sheyeh Hashem Yibarach be'ezro linatzel mita'ava zot. Hashem will be in his help to be saved from this taiva. Ad asher zacha la'amol v'chol ha'nisyonot, until he merited to stand, withstand all the tests, the kiddush atzmo meod, and he sanctified himself very much, befrishut tava zo, and separating himself from this taiva, ad en shiu va'erech. There's no measure and amount that we can even imagine how holy he was, how he distanced himself from this taiva. Aga shazacha leshaber tava zo legamo, until that he merited to break this taiva completely. Aga shiraya lefele etzlo, until that Rabbeinu, it was a wonder for him. And mishni dmelo shkasher shavert avazo, someone is hard for him to break this taiva. Ki amar she'en taiva klal. He said it's not even a taiva. It's not an illusion that a person has. Vaya marve ledaber binyan ze, and Rabbeinu used to speak a lot about this binyan bitul mius taavazo, about nullifying and how disgusting this taiva is. Vaamar, and Rabbeinu said, שאי אפשר לדבר מזה עם אנשים. You can't really talk about this with people. שכבר נתגשמו בעניין זה. They already came down to the physical. They became very physical with this עניין. כי כבר נתערבו דמיהם. Their bloods were got already mixed up, good and bad. כל כך, so much, עד שנתערב דעתם, that their mind is also confused. עד שאין יכולים להבין כלל. They can't even understand. ואין נכנס ביבם כלל, and doesn't even enter their heart at all, שאפשר למוס את האהבה הזאת, that there's a possibility to nullify this taiva. על כן אי אפשר לדבר בזה הרבה. Therefore, we cannot really talk about this a lot. אבל באמת, מישהו חכם אמת קצת. But in truth, someone who has a little bit of true wisdom in him, יכול וקל למוס את האהבה הזאת לגמרי. He could And it very easily nimos to
disgusting.
Yeah, that this type will be disgusting on him completely. He said it's not even a test at all to someone who is just not a tzaddik, he's just a chacham emet, just has a little bit of true wisdom in it. Ve'amar, Rabbeinu said shebe'achar yesh b'chol zeh sod. Of course, there's a secret in all this. Ki be'emet en zeh ta'ava klal, because really it's not a taiva. So I don't understand how come people have this. Must be a secret in there. I don't understand what it is. Rabbeinu said. Nitpa'er atzmo me'od. Rabbeinu praised himself very much. Be'godel chozko b'shvirat ta'ava zo. Right, that he was strong about breaking this taiva. Ve'ha kadosh gadol ve'norah me'od b'inyan zeh. He was very great and awesome, very holy in this matter. He said about himself that he has no lust at all. Rabbeinu said that by him, a male and a female are equal. Meaning that he has no battle at all, or any type of bad thoughts when he sees or talks with a woman. It's all equal with him. Man, woman, doesn't have any lust, any will to be with a woman or anything. Od muva b'chayei Moharan, reish lamed gimel v'zashon, also brought in the book Chayei Moharan of Rabbeinu's life, in reish lamed gimel, and this is a quote. Amar, Rabbeinu said, Im lo nimtza meforash divrei rabotenu v'ravcha, even if, not even, if it did not exist explicitly in the words of Rabotenu v'chazar, b'ferush, שאסור לומר גירה בעין את הסיטנה. You know that is to, how do you say chetz, to fight, to confront Satan up front, straight. You cannot allow to. He's stronger than us. If he wouldn't have said that you're not allowed to, Rabbeinu said, הייתי אומר גירה בעין הסיטנה. I would have confronted him completely straight up. ואני מבין כלל המעשיות שנמצאים מדברי אבותינו. Rabbeinu said, I don't even understand at all the stories that are brought down in the names of the tzaddikim, the zichron avacha, the tanoim, and all the stories there, tanoim, amoraim, that this taiva was very difficult and heavy in their eyes. Kamuva kama masiyot haGemara has brought a few masiyot in the Gemara. Ki etzli eno klum, by me this is nothing. Klal uklal lo, completely, klum. Eno nichshav etzli nisayon klal, it's not even considered by me a test at all. ובוודאי יש סוד במה שנמצא בתורה שתאווה זו היא ניסיון, כי באמת אין לו זה כלל. There must be a deep secret by the fact that the Torah says that it's a test, this taiva, because for me it's not even a taiva. Post-working.
After he worked on himself, before it was.
But after he worked on himself, he didn't understand why it was there a taiva.
Yeah.
ומי שיודע מעט מגדולת הבורא, יתברך, someone who knows a little bit of the greatness of הקדוש ברוך הוא, כמו שכתוב, like it says in the pasuk, כי אני ידעתי גדול השם, because I knew that השם is great, אני ידעתי דייקה, I knew, אינו נחשב ניסיון כלל. Each one, I don't understand what he wants here, כי אני ידעתי גדול השם, אני ידעתי די, אין לא נחשב ניסיון כלל. אין חילוק אצלי בזכר הנקבה. And for me there's no difference between a male and a female. אני רואה את האהבה כמו שאני רואה אותך. I see the taiva like I see anyone. I don't see the taiva at all. I see a man, I have taiva, no, ברוך השם. In this generation, not so pushing. היו ניסיונות המספר, I had endless tests in this, אך אינו ניסיון כלל, but really it's not really a test. אך בעת שהיה ניסיון, היה לא כמה ניסיון, but when there was a test, it was a test. But afterwards, after he passed, he didn't understand what test. That's what it says, by the way, that the tzaddikim in the world to come, everyone will be crying, the tzaddikim in the Rishayim. Tzaddikim will look back, right? They'll say, whoa, you worked so hard. And the Rishayim will say, you look back and say, what? That was the Yetzirah, we couldn't pass him. Rabbeinu said that he passed this Yetzer Hara And he doesn't even understand what was the test about. What was their test about?
Why were the Yerushalayim crying?
Because they look bad and they say, what? That was the Yetzer so little? How could we overcome? Why did we overcome it? Why did we fall to it? Yeah. The rule is, Rabbeinu HaKadosh hira lanu she'akol talui b'tfila. The Holy Rabbi showed us that everything depends on tefillah, prayer. אחרי שהתגלה הכוח של התפילה, after the power of tefillah was revealed בצורה כה ברורה וחזקה כמו באחרית הימים, in such a clear and strong way like it's going to be in the world to come, ופרט על ידי ראשי החסידות, and specifically like the heads of the חסידות בר שם טוב ובן רבינו הקדוש, כמובן, אחרי שכל הצדיקים עסקו בשבת האהבה הזאת, after all the tzaddikim already, they worked on clearing themselves from this taiva, כל אחד יכול על ידי תפילה לזכות לברר את המדמה. Each and every one of us is able to, through tefillah, prayer, to merit, to clarify to themselves this medame, this imaginary thing. להבין שזה הכל שטות אחת גדולה, and to understand that this whole taiva is complete nonsense. וכשיש מספיק תפילות, and when there's enough prayers, a person, בנקל יראה אדם שאין זה ניסיון כלל. It'll be very easy for a man to see that it's not even a ניסיון, not even a test when he sees a woman, not even a test. Now that he's supposed to look at women, even if you don't have a test about it. Right? Even if he will see you. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, right? He saw a woman. He said, how can you see women? He said, sit at the entrance. Rabbi Yochanan was very, very pretty. He stood at the entrance to the mikvah. And when the woman
is...
Handsome. Very handsome.
Pretty, you say about a woman. Handsome, you say a man.
Okay, very, very handsome. And then we used to stand at the entrance to the mikvah. And when the women used to come out, they used to look at him. And then they'll have tzaddiki and beautiful children. Okay, so they asked his friends, asked him, are you not afraid? You're sitting there, you might see a woman. So he said, they're like geese in my eyes. Like geese, like geese. If a goose walks around, you look at the goose. No, so the women also, that's how he sees. He had no taiva at all. Complete. Rabbi Yochanan. He's a holy man, huh? He's buried in Tveria, right near the Rambam. Okay. Because Rabbeinu said that today we have a new name for the Yetzer Hara. It's called Koach HaMedama, the power of imagination. And in this generation, you see it a lot more. This whole world is imaginary.
You have industries.
Imagine,
TV,
movies,
films, video games.
People live, internet, it's an imaginary world. I saw a whole thing about this. The place in Yerushalayim, the Latono, which they have a whole, it's for people who have addictions, to get people who have addictions. They have drugs there. Bichemesh they have, is here also in Gilo. Maybe they have also two places. Heard of this? And they also have a whole section, besides alcohol and drugs, for internet. People addicted to computers and to internet. Why? So one of the guys there was treated there. He said, I didn't even understand I have a problem. This is why. He said, nothing was going good in my life. And there everything was going great. Why? Because there you build yourself your own image. You meet people that you don't have to show who you really are. You just do whatever you want. And people live a whole imaginary life. I'm telling you, live a whole imaginary life. And it's just stupidity. They don't live the real. They're... People are escaping from themselves. That's one of the main things that the Yetzer Hara does, is to make a person escape from himself. Not to realize who he is and what he needs to do. To waste his time in this world. No one knows when his last day is. This way, that's what I always have in my mind. If this is my last day, how am I going to do this last day? No one knows when his last day is. Amen, everyone should have a long life, health and everything. But no one knows. No one guarantees you in the morning that you're going to live until the end of the day. No one. A person might die. A person, right? You get a heart attack and die. No one knows. Chas shalom. Everyone should live a long life. But no one knows. So this is the last day of my life. How am I going to do it? And this is the last day, last hour. How am I going to do this hour? The best, right? Of course, we're going to learn now the best. Never the best. So this power of imagination, that's what the Yetzer Hara's job is. Imagination. And the Gemara says already, Kashim Yura Avera Yoter Mietzer Maaseh. It's worse, the thoughts about the Avera that a person, when he sees women, he has all kinds of thoughts, than the actual action. It's worse. Why? Because it's imagination. Imagination could take you wherever. You know that when we put on tefillin, and we put on the finger, the tefillin, the three wraps, so you say three psukim. Ve'rastich li olam, I'll be engaged with you forever. Ve'rastich li utzek v'mishpat, ve'rastich li... The word engaged, why not married? I'll be married to you forever. Why engaged? Engagement is always a preparation for marriage. Why Hashem wants us to say, when we put the tefillin around our middle finger, to say we're engaged, engaged, engaged. So I heard that when a couple is engaged, before they get married, the thoughts are just, they go high and high, right? What kind of marriage are we going to have, and how are we going to raise our children? But once you're married, and who's the spouse, right? What kind of person he is, because a person until he gets married doesn't really know, right? So the imagination grows and grows and grows, it's very high. Once you're married, it's just, that's it. What you got, period. Therefore, it's higher than engagement, because with imagination, you go very, very hard. Right? Imagination. Also, if it's a negative imagination, go very, very low. Right? That's why imagination is that's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is imagination. That's what it is. Okay? Everything is imagination. Even Emuna is imagination. Emuna is imagination. Do you believe that? If I didn't hear Rav Aru say that, I wouldn't have said that. Emuna is not real, it's imagination. It's all imagination. The whole Kabbalah, right? People have the sefilas and the letters and da da da. It's all in the head. Where? It's here somewhere? No, it's in the head. What's it? So what's Emuna? What's all this? When there's Medame, right? That's imagination. Kilkula medame, right? Meaning spoiling the imagination, having wrong imagination. And there's birura medame, clarifying your imagination to see what is real imagination and what is false imagination. Imagination that gets you close to Hashem is real imagination. Imagination that gets you far away from Hashem is negative imagination. For example, something bad happens, right? To say it's good or bad is all according to what you think. If you think that Hashem is always good, it's all in your head, it's your imagination thing. I have emuna, that's all good, and whatever Hashem does is good, right?
Hello? Isn't that a good use of the imagination?
Rabbi Yosef Avadi passed away.
Yaakov, don't talk in the class, please.
Okay.
And a request from everyone to turn off their phones during the class.
My daughter.
Yeah. What were we saying? Yeah, so it's all imagination. Something bad happens, or good happens, it's all in our head. The person has emuna, he sees only Hashem, he sees all good. That's what he imagines, and that's the reality. The person sees everything's bad, it's imagination, it's in his head. And that's the reality that is. It's all bad. So we create our own world. Why is someone happy and one sad? A different guy sad. It all depends on what he has in his head. Right? He sees everything, the whole world pink, you say, right? He has pink glasses. The other guy's wearing black glasses. So all the what we think. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is bad thoughts, like Rav said. The Yetzer Tov is good thoughts. All begins, a human begins in his mind and ends in his mind. It's all what a man is. His little box over here. That's what a human is. Says Asha. See how that's what Rav says here. Right? He said, what did I read here before? Yeah. Levarer et amedame. Person has to clarify, why is there a taiva for women? Okay, Hashem put it as a taiva for women. Yeah, but if a person clarifies himself that it's disgusting and it's not good for me, and it's all brainwashing. It's all about brainwashing. We're all brainwashed since we're born into this world. We're brainwashed, but with dirty water. If we want to re-brainwash ourselves with clean water, the water of the Nachal Noveh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, clean waters. And then a person washes himself with Rabbeinu, he learns Rabbeinu, and he does what Rabbeinu says to do with Rabbeinu's teachings. Then he's brainwashing himself the right way, and then he has a good, and he's clarifying his imagination into positive imagination. We say, what's the rule of positive or negative imagination? Is it if it's getting close to Hashem or far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So how do you know to clarify your imagination? Only in the power of hitbodedut. And even if it's only a half an hour a day on this specific, on the time. This I revealed from the pressure of the reality of my life, of how she's saying. Shaiti asuk v'tahud me'od im ha-tzibur. I was very, very busy with the tzibur, right, with the people. Ve'lo yacholti la'ashki arbet filot, k'mo sh'arbeinu kotev b'Torah Nun-Bet. And I couldn't invest a lot of prayers, a lot of hours of prayers, like Rabbeinu writes Torah Nun-Bet, l'itpalel kol ha'ila kama sha'ot, to pray a few nights. A few hours every night. Lo yacholti la'asot zot. I couldn't do that. Aval la'asot chatzi sha'a kol yom al ha'tavot. Et ze yacholti. But to do a half an hour every day, continuously, every single day, do half an hour on the taivas, that I was able to do. I had an hour in bodedut, so half an hour I did on one thing. Ve'ra'iti sheze chazak me'od. And Rav Arush is saying, I saw this is very strong. Et ze shinali kol ha'chaim. It changed my whole life. There is in it a great power. When a person he invests every day, half an hour, right? And he has continuously, he does every single day, another day, another day, for years. All of this adds up to a big cheshbon, a big charge, right? It's a velta utza, and it's like a snowball, right? A snowball, as it goes, it gets more snow, sticks to it, the more snow is big, and it goes faster and faster because you're down the hill, right? Faster and faster and faster. The more snow gets onto it, the faster it runs, right? So the person that has one half an hour, another half an hour. It's not every half an hour, it's like the gears. Not every half an hour is just another half an hour. Another half an hour is another half an hour on many, many half an hours that you did before. So it's heavier. The half an hour now, the whole batch of half hours is much heavier than just another half an hour. It's much heavier. You understand the parallel?
Exponential growth.
Exponential growth? Okay. Until a person can merit great, great things. במדרגות עצומות, and to reach high levels, כמו שיבואר באריכות בספר, במהלך הספר, as we'll explain lengthily during the book. ההקדמה הזאת נחוצה מאוד. This introduction is very, very needed. שכל אחד ידע היטב, that everyone should know it well, שהכלי העיקרי לזכות על ידו, that the main vessel, that through this vessel you'll be able to merit to fill kol ha-Torah bichlal, in general, umash katu b'sefer zeh b'ifrat, and what is written in this specific book, urak ha-tfilah, is only tfilah, only prayer. V'im yodea be'atzmo shehu lo yitpalel al ma shelomed. If a person knows that he won't daven for what he's learning, yoter tov shelo yilmad, it's better that he won't learn this book. That's what we said from the beginning of the book that I was reading. From the beginning we said this. If someone is not planning on davening on what we're going to learn in this book, We didn't start yet the book. He could still leave. So if someone is in this room, he's planning on working on himself, doing the half an hour a day. Okay, and now we're going to learn the rules of Hit'olot, the rules of awakening. We said there's two ways of serving Hashem. Awakening, meaning to see where you are and where you have to go, and strengthen yourself to see that Hashem is always with you and Hashem loves you. Yeah, it's two ways, but there's rules. You can't, if you use the wrong method, use the method in the wrong time. Two methods are right. If you use it at the wrong time, you're going to crash. For example, if someone is always laid back, oh, Hashem loves me, I don't have to do anything, yay, I don't put on tefillin, if I feel like it, I'll do it, Hashem still loves me, yay, yo, I'm a good guy, right? He'll never grow. But if a person, on the other hand, if a person always slaps himself down, look what you are, you're nothing, look at you, what, Hashem, you think, wants your prayer? What? Look at you, look on what kind of errors you did. Look at you. What are you worth? You better off close the books and go sleep all day. Right? So again, he's doing it all in a negative way. What's the right way to use them? When a person is feeling down, he uses Hashem is with me, Hashem loves me, regardless who I am and what I do. Right? And then, through that, he'll start moving. Hashem, I want to get close to Hashem, I'll do more. Right? A little bit more. And then when a person feels up, to say, like that, Hashem, where's Hashem? I have so much more to serve Hashem. I'll do even harder and push myself even more. To awaken himself, well, I didn't fix this yet. I have to fix this. A person has to know when to use what. And there's rules, okay? If a person uses the method in the wrong time, he'll crash. Both methods will cause them to not do anything. Or both methods can awaken him and help him keep up. Chukei Haito'u, the rules of awakening. Ki hadvarim ha'elu, these things, hata'avot v'amidot ra'ot, the lust and the bad midos that a person has, hen mutba'ot ba'adam, they are engraved. Engraved in a person. Hen ha'teva shelo, they are his nature. U'kshe ha'teva mechrait, that a person wants to be with a woman, a man, that's a natural thing. We have hormones in our body, right? A person is supposed to want to be with a woman. If he wants to be with a man, he has a mental illness, right? It's an illness, right? A person's nature is natural. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants generations to come. So he brought us this type that we have, that we want to have children, right? To be with a woman. That's how you have children. So, but that's our nature. But we still have to break the taiva. Kshateva mechayev ken, and Rabbeinu teaches us that when the teva, when nature says, yes, this is what you're supposed to do, rak tfila meshana, this is what you are, right? Rak tfila meshana the teva. Only prayer could change nature. Only prayer could change nature. You have a natural desire, natural lust, fine. No one's coming to accuse you for having this lust. Because that's what a human is. What a male human is. That's what it is. Right? But prayer could change nature. ולכן, כל ההתעוררות שהאדם מקבל לשנות את הטבע שלו, every awakening that a person receives, right? Suddenly he gets an awakening from Shamayim to change his nature. אם הוא לא ייקח את זה לתפילה, if he won't take this awakening that he has in his heart towards prayer, הוא לא יוכל לשנות את זה. He won't be able to change it. וכל ניסיון להתנהג כאילו שאין לו תאווה, and any try to behave as if he has no תאווה, זה שקר. It's a complete lie. זה רק יזיק לו. It will just harm him. זה יביא אותו לעצבות, bring him to sadness, לייאוש, despair, לכעס, anger, תסכול, frustration, והוא עלול ליפול לגמרי, he might fall completely. וכשהוא רואה שהוא נופל לעבירות, and when he sees he falls into these עבירות, ושהוא לא מצליח לעבוד במסויות, that he is not able to withstand these tests, או שהוא יתאה לכיוון השני, either he might mistake into the other side, שיחשוב שהוא השיג את המידה הטובה ואת הקדושה, that he will think in his imaginary mind, that he achieved this great midah and this kedusha that he's working on, so to speak. והוא יתמלא בגאווה, and he blow up with gaiva, with haughtiness, שיחשוב שהוא כבר השיג, בזמן שהוא בעצמו רחוק בתכלית, הריחוק מהמעלה הזאת, אלא שמצליח לשתת את עצמו. Right? And באמת, he's really far away from this. And he's, once again, but he's able, he's succeeding and fooling himself. What do you say?
I believe in what we're saying, but you see, like, I have friends, you know, who have, like, weight problems, for instance, right?
Weight,
Type for food.
Yeah.
And then they, not religious, but they overcome it. They stop eating, they exercise every day, and now they lost 100 pounds. So is that saying that's sheker, or that's not really overcoming the type of food, even though they changed their diet?
They didn't overcome the type of food.
So what's happening?
They still want the food, but they're able to control themselves. But it doesn't mean they got the type of food.
Well, they have no interest in this food anymore. I mean, they're not like, it's like a different lifestyle for them. They change their lifestyle. I don't want this food.
But they didn't battle the type of food. They still want food, but they control. A lot of times, sometimes I'm more strict about my diet, for example, yeah? So there's ice cream. I like ice cream, but I still don't eat it all the time. Why? I'm controlling my diet. Does that mean I don't have a lust for it? Well, I have a lust for it. I love ice cream, and chocolates, and cookies, and all kinds of things, right? Doesn't mean that I don't have a lust for it. It means that I'm able to control it now. Right now.
So you're saying the avoda is not to control. The avoda is to nullify.
To control, people can control. But I tell you, you know the joke. It's a story of Yonatan Eibishitz. I think it was that the Rambam, so two versions of it. But whatever. There was an argument if you could train a cat to be like a human. So when I said Eibishitz, thing it was, he said, impossible, cat's a cat. And the goyim there said, no, you could. So they said, listen, we'll set a date, the king said, and we'll bring, you have to prove that you could change the cat's nature. It's fine. So they bring the... So they set the day, good. Everyone's sitting around the table. Right, the set table and everything. They're waiting for people to serve them the food. And so they do a ding ding. And this cat walks in with a tray, a glass of wine, on 2 feet. Everyone said, shh, unbelievable, a cat. They trained the cat. But Rav Zevishis had a little box on him, in his pocket. And he took the box and he opened it. And out came a mouse. The cat, once he saw the mouse, he did jump, started running after the mouse, right? Because you cannot change the nature. The only way to change the nature, we're animals. The only way to change this animal that's in us, yeah, we have a nefesh behemis, like the Tanya says. Nefesh behemis, an animal nefesh also we have, and the only way to change it is by prayer. It's tefillah. The Torah protects you from your lusts. The Torah protects you. It says, oh my God, it doesn't change your nature. The Torah does not change your nature. It protects you from a taiva. It helps you control your taiva. Right? It cleans your mind. But it won't change your nature. Only tefillah changes the nature. The Gemara says this. Tefillah changes your nature. Therefore, Hashem, we're all going to, Hashem, change our nature. And be holy Jews, Salashim. So I think there's Michal by 4, they said. I think there's Michal by 4. And the Levi is afterwards.